Hi, and welcome to the Daring to Leap podcast. I'm your host, Lori Phillip. I am so excited to dive into this week's episode with you. In this week's episode, we're taking a moment to reflect, embody a growth mindset, and do some celebrating. In this episode, you'll learn 5 valuable lessons I have learned since taking my leap. I will also be sharing the fears I had to face to create this podcast, and I'll be revealing a big announcement. Let's dive in. First of all, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening. This has been quite a journey for me. I took my leap on July 1st of last year, leaving my corporate career behind of 16 years to chart my own path. It's not as often as we should take a few steps back to reflect, see what we've learned, notice how much we've changed and grown, and really acknowledge our accomplishments. And that's what we're doing today. With a growth mindset, you can believe that you get better at something through effort, practice, and learning. You see challenges as opportunities to learn and improve instead of giving up when things are hard. You keep trying and you believe your abilities can develop over time. We're leaning into a growth mindset today as I share with you the 5 lessons I've learned since I took my leap. And then I'm going to give you an update on the podcast. We're going to celebrate, and I'm going to make a big announcement. I'm so excited to share with you the next chapter of my journey. Let's get started. The first lesson I want to talk with you about today is that Rome wasn't built in a day. And I think we can get really caught up in this idea of seeing where we want to be and being a bit impatient on how long it actually takes to get there. But when you're trying something new, when you're stretching outside of your comfort zone, when you're building something from scratch, things take time. And it's okay. Part of the process is that we need to learn to crawl and then walk. And then we can run. This particular lesson, I'm continuing to let it soak in because although I can look back and see all of the things that I have accomplished, there is this feeling of, but I want to be, you know, 10 steps ahead of where I am. And that's okay. When we look at various different other people who are ahead of where we are, sometimes we forget to lose sight of their journey. They didn't just jump in and be 100% successful on day one. Nobody just starts their career and steps right into the CEO role of a big company. And so we have to practice a little patience and give ourselves some grace and know that the journey takes time. And that is part of the process. The second lesson I want to share with you is progress is better than perfection. I have a sign now at my desk that says this. I think for those of us who feel connected with this idea of perfectionism and it needs to be perfect before we're willing to put it out in the world or to finish that project or even get started. If we wait to be perfectly ready, we'll never get started. What I really learned in thinking about this and trying it out and trying different things is that you actually need to learn through the act of getting started and moving to the next step, because just the idea of you can't learn to ride a bike by reading the instruction manual on how to ride a bike. You have to go and try, and you have to get on that bike, and you have to fall off, and you got to try again. If we wait to be perfect, we'll never get there. We'll never get started. We won't let go of that instruction manual. There's so much learning and growth in the actual doing. What's interesting is that sometimes you have to go through that process to figure out what your real next step is going to be. You can't really see that at the very beginning before you take that first step. My third lesson I want to share with you is, yes, you have to put yourself out there. It can be scary. It can be vulnerable. And You have to be able to be seen. This is something I've been working on all year and was really the basis of why I started my podcast. I had actually posted on LinkedIn at the beginning of the year that my New Year's resolution was to let go of my fear of being seen and my fear of being in the spotlight. I had been noticing that ever since leaving my comfortable, cushy corporate position, I was actively hiding. I wasn't sharing what I was up to. I wasn't putting myself out there. And so I decided to tackle that fear head on by starting the podcast. It gave me a reason to show up every week. It gave me an outlet to practice finding my voice, getting myself out, to be seen. Part of the genesis of this and why it was important for me is I realized I couldn't help people if they didn't know about me. You don't want to be the best kept secret in your company, in your organization, in your career, because you can't go on to that next step unless other people know who you are. We had this episode a few weeks back. I think it was Aaron who talked about there are two things you can work on: your credibility and your visibility. And this is all about your visibility. You are likely to be very credible, have so many skills that can be so useful to many, but maybe you're uncomfortable getting that visibility. Maybe you're uncomfortable asking for the visibility. Maybe once you step up into that spotlight, that doesn't feel super exciting for you. And I understand, and I've been there. But it is part of the process and it is an opportunity for growth. Lesson number four is to trust and listen to yourself more. And you know what? I got caught up in this because although I do trust myself and I do often listen to myself, and I've been doing this more and more and more since I started this journey, it's really easy to get caught up in what all of the experts and the gurus and the people who have done it before and the people that you see as authority figures in your field, in your business, have to say. It's like, this is my secret to success. You should follow this four-step path, or here's exactly the strategy you need to do to be successful because it worked for me. Well, at the end of the day, you have more answers than you think. And this is your career. You can get advice, you can get mentorship, but don't blindly listen to everybody else. There is a lot of helpful advice, and there is a lot of really good people and mentorship that is worthy of hearing and seeking out. But at the end of the day, trust your gut, listen to yourself more, and allow yourself to be your own guide and the decision maker at the end of the day. Lesson number five for me is to remember to enjoy the journey. And this one comes up quite a bit for me because I left my career to have more freedom, to have more flexibility, to make an impact. And what I noticed is that I got so easily caught up in all the things I needed to get done that I kind of forgot to enjoy the process. And all of a sudden, I was creating more than enough to fill up a 9-to-5. And I wasn't taking the time to do the things that I thought I would do, take a yoga class, take breaks, enjoying the day. And we have so much to do, and that's true. And we have so much on our plates. But our life is the process, is the journey, and there will always be that next thing on your to-do list to focus on. So it's so important to take a step back and notice when you're caught up, to enjoy the process. Give yourself some credit for the successes that you're making along the way. Hello, Daring to Leap community. I'm so excited to invite you to a free virtual event that I am hosting called the Ready to Shine Summit: How Women Can Successfully Navigate Their Careers with More Ease, Purpose, and Confidence. I've invited a powerhouse lineup of expert speakers to share with you all of their insights, tips, and guidance. You can learn more and sign up at www.readytoshinesummit.com. Be sure to check it out. I can't wait to see you there. Bye. The small ones, the big ones, give yourself that credit, because as you move forward and you have successes, it's very easy to say, okay, great, now to the next thing, and not let yourself enjoy it. And that is part of the process for you to see, hey, I did that. I should just enjoy this for this moment and then move on to the next part. And then the last thing is, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and this is kind of a bonus, is always, always give yourself more grace. You are doing so much. You have a career, you have a life, you might have a family, you have goals, you have aspirations, and there is so much that you're doing, and you're growing and you're learning and you're stretching and you're getting outside of your comfort zone. And it's okay to take breaks, and it's okay to fall a little bit. And it's okay if you're not going as fast as you thought you should be. And it's okay. And so it's give yourself more grace, give yourself more slack, treat yourself like you would treat your best friend, and you will just feel better, feel supported along the way. Those are my 5 lessons that I've learned since taking my leap. I will tell you, it has been a journey. And I might have mentioned this before, but I really honestly do feel like I've grown more as a person in the last year or so than I had in the prior 5 years. That's what happens when you stretch yourself, when you try something new. I've certainly had my ups and downs. It has not been 100% sunshines and roses the whole time. I wrote that note on LinkedIn at the beginning of January that I was starting the podcast, and I was so scared because I'd never done this before. I had a mini panic attack after I posted that I was going to do it. I had not recorded one single word. And all of the fears came up that you would expect. Who am I to do this? What if nobody listens? Who cares what I have to say? Do I have anything important to say? Will it make a difference? And all of these things came up, and I'm really so grateful that I decided to go ahead and do it anyway. Let's celebrate some of the successes, because 10 months later, Daring to Leap is a 5-star rated podcast on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you haven't left a review, I would love to see your review. It really does help. Daring to Leap is a top 5% globally ranked podcast. We have listeners all over the world. These numbers aren't giant, but they're really, really good and respectable. I'm really proud of that accomplishment. We've published 44 episodes with a focus on empowering women in their lives and careers. Daring to Leap has elevated the message of 33 inspiring and accomplished female leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts. And if you've noticed, that was intentional. I only interview women. I've done that on purpose. There are so many women with amazing things to share, and I have not had any problems finding more and more and more. If anything, I'm just so shocked that we don't all know who these amazing women are. And I'm proud to say that Daring to Leap has made a real difference for some people who have reached out to me personally to share, hey, thank you for this episode or that particular guest. I resonated with her so much, or that story that was shared made me think about this, and now I am better off because of it. And it just makes it all worth it. It makes this idea of letting go of your fears and facing them and having the courage to do what you feel called to do is worth it. And the benefits, the results, all of the things that come through are more than you can imagine. And so I just encourage you not to let self-doubt hold you back on something you really want to do, to believe in yourself enough to take at least one step towards, take action towards whatever it is that you're thinking about was the next step for you, and see where it goes. And so my announcement, and I thank you for sticking here with me today, is that Daring to Leap is coming to video streaming TV. And so I've been recording, preparing since August, recording everything in video. And I've partnered with streaming TV network that's going to help bringing Daring to Leap in video to Amazon Fire TV, Roku TV. We're going to be on YouTube and on a website. And I'm really excited for this next chapter because, to be honest, when I started, I wasn't comfortable with the audio. And once I got comfortable with the audio and actually letting speaking and having these conversations, the next step is video, and you can just reach a different audience through video. I'm really excited to share that. We're going to be launching sometime before the end of the year, and we can be a little flexible with that. We'll see how it goes, but it's definitely an exciting next step. And again, I'm so grateful for you all here. I just want you to know that this has been such an amazing journey for me, but I'm here for you. And I do want you to know that I believe in you. I believe in your ability to go for what you want and that you really deserve it. If you have a feeling in your heart, a desire that you are thinking about, it's worth pursuing. It really is. Thank you again, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've enjoyed it, I would love for you to subscribe. If you're already a subscriber, don't forget to share the podcast with a friend. Hope you all have an amazing week. Until next time, bye.